started in the Seitzer. Oid ne'e b'hoi elam b'ocha kosev limnes ha'masois v'lo yachanoyes. Why does the Torah speak about, why does the Torah choose to write about, to list the masois and not the chanoyes, not when they encamped? Magam le'devrim she'omra Moshe le'melech she'zei yeseh b'zirchon ha'chanoyes li'be masois. So there's a medrash, and the medrash Rabbi Chazal speaks where the nimshal is more in the chanoyes and not in the masois. So why does the pasuk in Tavka write about the inyan of masois, of the actual traveling? Gam lefi medrash ha'chemesh tanchuma she'omra she'hizki ha'masois likboya lehem socha la'osid lovei. The masois have to do with the kriyas chal la'osid lovei diksiv yisusim b'midbar lefi zeh ha'iroi limnes ha'chanoyes. So what's the pshat? Why is the Torah make a listing? What's the difference between the masois when they were traveling and the chanoyes when they were encamped? Ochin yisbal de'bidere anshe emes. This is one of the most famous yisoidis dekoy. Chama kodesh she'omru shalichas Yisrael b'midbar ha'isa levar nitzoytzes ha'kedusha. She'onas isha b'liyai l'choyna b'midbar ha'shomim she'shom konon ha'koymein mokoyim nochosh sorof v'akrov. In other words, the midbar is a place of the choshem akrov, place of mazikin. The gash mystic of mazikin in the midbar only represent the ruch mystic of mazikin. And the midbar is full of ruch mystic of mazikin. And the Klal Yisrael to go into the midbar to remember all the netzaitzes of kedusha, which were all the Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim b'chush gadol. B'chush gadol we know discussed oed rav b'ni chai. It was reish based after the repach netzaitzes merachefes ruachekim merachefes. Is Repach Mace, right? Because Netzaitz are Bechinas of Mace. Every reader is a Bechina of Mace, of Misa. Ragler, Yerdus Mavis. The Indian of Pegama Bris, which is Ragler, Yerdus Mavis. It's the Indian of Misa. Merachefes is Repach Mace. So there's Repach Netzaitz have to be Nisbara. Reish Base when Nisbara in Mitzrayim. Oid Rav Benichai is Reish Base. The 65 left. 66, which is the Shem Adna, or 65 with the Koilov. And that's so that when they came out of Mitzrayim, they came out and there was Adna left. We discussed that before already. That's why they built the Mishkan in the Midbar. And the Mishkan had the Adonim. Adonim were the Shem Adna, which is to be Mala, the Shem Adna, the Shilav Havai, the Adna, which is the Bechina of the Dalet Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Dalet Begodim, the Kohen Hedyet, which is connected the Shem Adna, the four letters, and the Kohen Gadol wore Ches Begodim, connected the Shilav of Adna and Havaya. The Big Day Lovan is connected Havaya, and the Big Day Zov is Din is connected. It's connected to Shem Adna. The main of Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They came out ready with the Reish Beis and Tzaitzis, and the Midbar was a place where the Mazikin are Shoilet. Midbar is a mokum of Shlitas ha-Mazikin. And Meiladef, that's where the Midbar Be'etzim represents to coming into from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael is to La'achas Hayomim. In other words, the journey through the Midbar, all the journeys that we go through now until La'achas Hayomim, coming into El Menucha V'El Nachla. So that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tkufa of the Achas Hayom. So whenever you look at the Mazikin in the Midbar, you're looking at the Mazikin Midbar. You're only looking at the Mokim where Shlita, where the Shoilet, and that's where Klal Yisrael have to come. And we discussed once before already. That's why it's called the Maranaim. Says the Midbar is Lashon Dibur. Dibur is what we fight with. Akol Kol Yaakov Yedaim Yedei Esav. In other words, the Midbar is the Mokim of the Shlita of Mazikin. And that's why it's called the Midbar, and Aseres HaDibros were given in the Midbar, because the Mechinas Dibor of Klal Yisrael have Eilat Dvon, Rashi Dibor Moshe, that's the Pesach to all the Mechomas of the Goyim. Akol Kol Yaakov Yedayim Yedei Esav. That's why Sefer Dvon, which is discussed yesterday, this week's parish is Matos. Matos is the Koyach HaDibor. You have to prepare yourself for the Koyach HaDibor before you start fighting in battles for Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Mechina of Akol Kol Yaakov Yedayim Yedei Esav. We fight in the Yaakov. So the Midbar is the Mokim Shlitas HaMazikin. And that's why we were makabel aseres adibris in the midbar, and that's how we mal it. The whole Indian of taking out the netzoytes is called blias. The koich is the sitra achil. It's boilea netzoytes. It's belkeilo bechin is boilea bepeh. So the svarim say the bilam is meloshin boilea. Bilam, how did bilam get his godless? He was a ganef. He stole all the netzoytes of kedusha and he was boilea them. So we have to make him throw them up with our pay, with our dibre toyer. We suck them back out. That's the bechinas to take out the netzoytes. So the midbar betzin is the mokum of all the netzoytes, that are left. And v'dorchu sham hadas Hashem noitzi balei mepiv to take them out. והוא הטעם שהוא ישראל חיינו במקום אחד שנה, במקום אחד יוד בייס שויס. Sometimes they were a year in a place, sometimes only 12 hours in a place. שהוא כפי מה שצריך לבירה הניצוצה שיש להם במקום ההוא. Sometimes the Tzadik says that you can be mavar nitzitz, sometimes by talking, sometimes just by seeing somebody, you're mavar nitzitz. If you see somebody in the street, you can be mavar nitzitz. When a yid goes to a place where there's all these stories that people have in the airport and making a minyan, sometimes you can say hello to somebody and you're mavar nitzitz. It depends what depends the long arvei nachal, depends how what an achiza the sitracha has. Sometimes the sitracha has a weak achiza, a weak grip on the nitzitz of kedusha. And then, just by looking at somebody, just by saying one word to somebody, you already might see it. So sometimes it's an easier job, and sometimes it's a more difficult job. Sometimes you're there, the fact that a yid is there is already mevara and nitzitz. Sometimes the yid has to do a void over there to be mevara and nitzitz. All different levels. There's a level of mevara and nitzitz of geirim. Geirim also, inin of birurim of nitzitzim. The bechin is geirim. The ikka void of nitzitzim, we've discussed already, is Torah Shebal Peh. It's Torah Shebal Peh is the bechin's peh. Peh is the bechina which is takes out the nista, and that's why Rabbi Kiva was a ben geirim. Kiva was a ben geirim because Rabbi Kiva was the sod of being mal and its sites of kedusha. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was killed. All those who killed at Kiddush Hashem, they were all mevara merdeka. What's the big Kiddush Hashem by being burnt to death? Romans take somebody and torture them to death. What's the big Kiddush Hashem? What's the big Kiddush Benikdashti b'seich on Israel? The Teretz says that Mahmud is a Mahmud that takes out, it brings down as our Mahmud of Kedusha, of a Yichud, of a Kedush Baruch Hu, Yotzin, Shmos, HaBe'echot, that it takes out all the Teretzes. Rakiv was a Ben Gerim, and Unklus was a Ger, it's the Bechina of Aramaic, Targum Unklus, Talmud Bavli, and all Bechina of Aramaic was all the Teretzes that the Goyim have, that are in Be'ika, in Bavli. And that's how in Aramaic, and that's how you might see. That's how you might see the all Torah Shebal Peh came through people trying to be shaylet. The Tzaddik says that why did the Dara Flogger build the Dara Flogger? Because where was the Dara Flogger wanted to build a tower to get to Ribbono Shel Olam? Where did they get the chutzpah to build a tower? Because they were in Eretz Shinah. Shinah's Bovel, and Bovel is the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. That person feels that he's mechadash himself Torah. He feels it's all his. Really, it's all the nitzitz of kedusha. And if he learns lishma, so lishma, the shein the malchus, the shein the hey tato. So he's mala. That back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So learning Torah Shebal Peh lishma is that's the bechina of being mala and nitzitzus. So the Nisoyan of, since those insights are down here, so the person feels he has a shlita over it, he feels it belongs to him. So the Dara Flogger, they felt Merdeka Koichas in their country. They felt Merdeka Koichas on Yonim that they have hidden in their country because they were living in Bovel, and in Bovel, that's where all the Torah Shebal Peh was hidden. So Meila, therefore, that's why they got the chutzpah to feel that they can do something, they can go all the way up to Shemayim because they had those Koichas of Torah Shebal Peh, which are Koichas coming from Birurim that a person does with his own Avodah down here in the Bria.
The story of Yael and Sisera.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm saying, Chazal said the Gemara said that she didn't have Eretz Shmua.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm saying, Yael was Asiyas Yetzi Akiva Noe. But the Akiva came out from that.
From Sisera, that's right. Yeah.
From the Eretz Shmua there. And the Shmua that's running down. It's when you say every single day on Friday night, you say on Shabbos, you say Oyavei Hashem Simra. Those that love Hashem hate doing evil. Right? It's going on Yael, he says. That's what I'm doing. Vayavei Hashem Sinon, they hate doing evil. Right? Why does she do it if she hates it? You can't do Avodah Shmua if you enjoy it. So
yeah.
It has to be something you hate. So she hates it. Why does she do it? Continues the Pasuk. Shoy menafshis chasidov miyad v'shoy miyatzidim. She wants the guards. She saw this.
That's it. And it's Nitzel Kedusha.
Nitzel Kedusha lying there in Sisera Square. And she wanted to save that from the other Shoyim. Who is that? Who is Ruah Natsadik? But Yisrael is Simchah Saftei
Zerkiva.
The Shmo, the whole thing starts with an Averi Lishmo.
Ah, that's Lishmo. Hariskum Natari Lishmo. Wow, Shkoyach. Gewalting. That's the whole, it's discussed yesterday, the whole Parshas Vayechi is Peh Hei Psukim, it's Peh. And that's what Yaakov Avinu's Bikush Lagalus is a Ketz. Torah Lishmo, when Torah is learned Lishmo, Torah Shebal Peh is learned Lishmo, that's the Gilui of the Ketz. That's the Mashiach is going to come. That's the final Birurim of all the Netzaitis. So maybe therefore Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael didn't have to stay in one place sometimes more than 12 hours. For Birur Zeh, Ein Koich Bo'ilim Shiyachar Asoyis Zulas Kedusha Hashleima. Abasoid Shleimus Machberis Aklalus Machberis Aprotus. Kedusha Shleima Yashchina Yisrael Vatoira. That's a Kedusha Shleima. And then that's a Klalius. Toira is a Klalius. Yisrael is a Klalius. And then Machberis Aprotus Him Samach Ribu in the Shamas Kedushas, which are all Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. Besoid Moshe Amoy Kihu Ilan Shumenu Yotsu Nishmois Samach Ribu Yisrael Menestai. Beiza lekai b'shchinas sheich nabira shavru maltes avol bira bira otzom. So that's the amount that you needed to environ to break all the klipas. The Rebbe Nachman says that sometimes when Klal Yisrael when we're nichshal in a certain place in the midbar, that's taka keneged a certain area in the future galus, when Klal Yisrael are going to go through the same nesoin and Klal Yisrael in the midbar to try to be masakin that to save Klal Yisrael later from being nichshal in that place. So all the nichshalos that we see that Klal Yisrael went through in the midbar, really Klal Yisrael were doing it all for the later doyrus, and when they were nichshal, so they were trying to be masakin that we shouldn't have to have the nichshalos later on. But everywhere where there was an nesoin, and they sometimes fell for that nesoin, that corresponds to an Nesoyin later on. We discussed this, one of the last Shalashulis we discussed. That's the only Nabal Par, is Mamish the last Nesoyin at the end of the Midbar. And that's connected to the Ikas of the Mashiach. So every Nesoyin, at the end, every Nesoyin, every place they went to, there was a certain Nesoyin that represented in a certain Nesoyin. Because the Midbar is the Shlita, Olam Hazeh Be'etzem is a Midbar. Olam Hazeh is Be'etzem Esav, is the Shlita of the Sitra Achar. Going through the Midbar means plowing through Olam Hazeh with all the Nesoyinis to get to Olam Nucha Ve'lanachla. So then when they used to journey, what came with them was kol adoim lemina kodesh. Now there was anything which was, they went to a place, any kedush that was in that place, so they worked in it, they were doing mitzvahs and avodah in that place, so then they were ready to pick that up, but it stayed where it was until they moved. When they moved, like it says by Yaakov Avinu, pona ziva, pona hoida, Yaakov Avinu came to the place, all the nitzotzes of kedusha came to him, and when he got up and he left, so then they all came with him, they all left with him, but when he was still in that place, the nitzotzes were still there. So therefore that's why we're not talking about the chaniyah. Rechaim HaKodesh, as kasha was, why is it eile masay, why not mishas the chaniyah? Because mishas the chaniyah, adayin le'nasi imaydova. Mishas the chaniyah, that's the mokum avoida to take back the nitzotzes. Oh, but when do you take them with you? Only when you leave. Only when you leave, you have to be mevara them there, and then when you leave, you bring them to their shoyrish. V'huma sheromas b'mama eile masay. Eile posal kol ha-masay sheboilam. The word eile passels all the masay sheboilam. She'ein masa kazeh sheinoisin imoim hoin kodosh v'yoko she'ein aroich eilav. Pel de gazach. He's going to say that Eile comes to passel all the Masoyas in the Olam which went on beforehand. Avraham was a traveler, Yitzchak was a traveler, and the Ovos HaKadoshim traveled. This Eile Masa, these were Klal Yisrael traveled through. These were the most unique of travels that they were till now. Why? V'agam shekodnu ha'Ovos v'dorcha makoymes v'osu chelkam v'biruy Netzoytzes. Even though the Ovos HaKadoshim did their chelik in the Biruy Netzoytzes, Avraham Avinu also went into Midbaris. Avraham Avinu also traveled, and so did Yitzchak, so did Yaakov. So how come Dafka the Eile Masay and Dafka Klal Yisrael? So Vama Kosov Atzmai Tam Eile Masoyes Eile. Why was it Dafka the Masoyes of Klal Yisrael that were Mavarad and Etzoytzes and not Masoyes of Hele Geiden before earlier than them? So Vama Kosov Atzmai Tam Eile Masoyes Eile Lefishayim Shel Bnei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim. Menitzrefu Bekur HaBarzel. There Mitzrayim we were Nitzrefu. We were, when you clean gold, we were, I don't know what the English word is. What's the English word, Yossi? Clean gold, whatever, you clean gold.
The dross is, I know, the bad part.
The what?
The dross is the bad part, right?
The what?
The dross, it's called dross.
Dross?
D-R-O-S.
Ah,
the cleansing process.
Yeah, so whether we take off the psoilus of the Shibarit Mitzrayim, Ubazel, Hoyon, Nishmosim, Ruim, Levar, Nitzaitzis, Akadusha, Bechol, Amokam, Ashe, Yevoy, Shoma. It's the big Yisod, the Ovos HaKadoshim, their darga. So that's the pshat. She yotzu meretz Mitzrayim. Ve'nitzrefu b'kor ha'bazel she'eretz Mitzrayim ko'omo b'zeh ha'yo nishmoysom ru'uyim levar nitzoytza ha'kadusha b'chol mokam she'yevoy shama. They became experts at nitzoytzes. Ve'oid l'tzivoysom she'yishleimus ha'tzova she'tishu alav ha'shchinu shu mispa samach ribo yopachas v'mispa ha'zeh eina b'gedah shleimus. Less than 600,000. That's not the gedah of Shleimus. That's a Mardika. You have Matis here as well?
No.
Yeah, that's most of them. No, they have, there's also a famous Archon, because I remember something on the on B'nai Gods and B'nai Reuven.
No, that was in
B'nai Reuven,
that was in Pinchas.
Oh, we did that one together?
We did that one together.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Very good.
What did he say?
Oh,
beautiful lot, on
that.
Ah, you're the B'nai Yehuda one. Yeah. I was married. He goes through all the first base of Mikdash, Sheni, the B'nai Zorach. Goes through the first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, going through the whole B'nai Yehuda, all the happenings of B'nai Yehuda. So that's our whole Avoida. Whole Avoida is our loss of the Helgen and Tzaitzis.
Some of it wouldn't have been
chayt
about egel, would have happened by itself.
Yeah, the taka, the tzaitzis that we bring through Torah Shabbat Peh is as a result of the chet egel, psalacha. Someone says in the Dharma, if it were not for the chet egel, it would have just been shchamisha chamisha Torah and Sefer Yeshua. Because Sefer Yeshua, because Torah Shabbat Peh is already nechbal in Dvarim. Because Sefer Dvarim is elas Dvarim ashadib be Moshe. It's already Shurish of Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a heilig group tzaddik. And Sefer Yeshua is the bechina coming into Israel, it's the bechina of Malchus. Aris is Malchus, and that would have been the Sefer Yeshua, and that's, and everything would have been Nichlan in there. The whole Bira that we make in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's all the Bira of Netzaitzis. We discussed that in Torah Shabbat Peh. Mishnais is Bururin in Netzaitzis. Yosef HaTzadik is Mishnah. He was the Mishnah Lamelech, Midas HaYisod, 6th Midah, it's Mishnais, Shishu Sidra Mishnah. And that's the Toiv Nera, the Chayiv Potter, Tar Tomei, Muta Osa. That's all the avodas of Bururim. Take enough of the chet egel, it'll be mevura already.
There
was a shuris hakeh. There's two times of it. It's a very tief zach. There was a bechina of the medrash says the hayah b'hayah kadosh baruch hu bayna elam as machrivan. Till Rabban Shalom built this was the bechina of oil bayna elam as machrivan. That's the bechina of nefilas of. But the Adam Rishon was created for an avoida, so there must have been an avoida him before Adam Rishon. But that avoida would have been very quickly in the second. With Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned, would come into straight into Shabbos, and Shabbos is always the tikkun. So there was episode shvir before, and that was the avoida of Adam Rishon to be mevara. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, then came a thing that needed the tikkun of shita alfin shnin. But rather, there was work for Adam Rishon to do when he was created as well. The Ovda Lashamra. But the kavoida from the chet of Adam Rishon, it was called Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. The kavoida of Adam Rishon is the mechinas Tov V'Ra. It's to be mevara, to mevara. To the biggest nachas ruach a person gives to the Rebbeinu Shleilim is the biurim. That's the Shabbos Kodesh where you can relax. Everything is mevura. No biurim on Shabbos Kodesh. That's the Beis Hamikdash and Chom Beis Hamikdash. In Mishas, the Beis Hamikdash, all the Netzaitzes would have come to the Beis Hamikdash. It says that they only sent into Golus for Geirim.
Right.
So to make Geirim. If they wanted to be in the Chom Beis Hamikdash, so how did the Geirim would have come? So it says Geirim would have been sucked in the Kedusha. There's two ways. Either you have to go to get the Netzaitzes or the Netzaitzes. Meroiv Kedusha, they can schlep the Netzaitzes out.
Boy Az,
that's right. Okay. He has that, that's right. It's the Koyach of Azaz. Klal Yisrael, that's right. They schlep out the Geirim. Moridik.